I mean, you see the obvious things, like they have a lot of talent, and there's really no drop-off in talent. You know, they ran for 200 yards on the Seahawks. It's a very good defense, and you have to respect that. You have to respect every team in the NFL, no matter what their record is, just because of there's so many talented players across the league. And so, you know, it's a dangerous team because they're susceptible to knock anybody off no matter what, you know, just because of the position they're in and because of the type of players and the athletes that they have.
So from your angle, just pick up where you guys left off Thursday night against Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, it's a combination of that. Yeah, it's a combination of that and, you know, another opportunity to put your team and showcase your team and your talents and to really, you know, give another shot at Monday Night Football in terms of going out there and showcasing your ability.
Jerry, over the last 24 hours, there's been a ton of overwhelming support for Richie Incognito in this room, but we haven't heard much of any for Jonathan Martin. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, in terms of talking about that stuff, you know, it's not something I'm really focused on or the team, but in terms of that situation, you know, things will work themselves out for both guys. You know, I really hope that both are able to come out of this situation as least scathed as possible. You know, I really hope the best for both. But I think you see that when you kind of hope that or you kind of wish people kind of went in about it a different way. You know, there's other ways that this could have been handled. It's tough to speak on because you just want the best for both of them. You really do, because they were both good teammates while they were here, and you hope they're both good teammates in the future.
How could it have been handled better?
That's only for the person who, you know, had issues with what was going on originally, you know, and that's with John. And, you know, I really do hope the best for him. You know, when everything originally happened, I texted him right away, you know, just because I was, you know, worried about his well-being. You know, he texted me back saying he was, you know, that he was okay. So, you know, that was good to hear. But at the same time, you know, there's ways that certain feelings could have been handled better. And I just wish they were. You know, I wish I would have known something, or I'm sure everybody feels the same way in the locker room, that we wish we would have seen something if there was a problem. But, you know, nobody was really notified about anything or saw anything that was harmful.